96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're sitting at the reporters' round table talking about the top stories of the week. Politics on deck. Joining me to talk about it are C.J. Jordan, Republican political strategist, Hamil Harris with The Washington Post, and George Curry, editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association News Service. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. CJ, let me go straight to you. We want to talk about the hearing on Planned Parenthood yesterday. I think yesterday was the closest we could ever get to Rock'em Sock'em Robots, if you're old enough to remember that game. I tell you, your thoughts about that. Do you think that Planned Parenthood is going to survive that kind of hearing?
Well, the key for Planned Parenthood is to articulate to the American people what are they doing with their money. Are they having and conducting abortions? And if they can't answer those questions, then taxpayers have a right to either have their funding decreased from the federal and state level, and that's what it's basically going to be. Can they stand the mustard? And I don't think they're going to be able to get through this unscathed.
What do you think, Hamil?
Well, clearly Planned Parenthood has been in the target of the Republican Party for decades. And so this is almost like free, you know, a free opportunity, a free shot. The bigger question is right now, what will be the agenda? You know, I think it was interesting when Sean Hannity actually asked the possible speaker, McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, what is the Republican accomplishment? What have they done? And the best thing they can do is talk about, well, you know, challenging Hillary Clinton on Benghazi. But they have very little to show up in terms of legislation that became law. So again,
hold on. Let's stick to Planned Parenthood. You didn't jump to Kevin McCarthy.
But that's the point. So what's the if you want theater, okay, Planned Parenthood, okay, to beat him up, rock him, sock him. But is that the purpose of Congress, just to have a nice screaming and yelling session?
Yes. They do it all the time.
I mean, so what about passing laws? You can go in the street corner and get a fight, but you can't pass a law. What is the purpose of Congress?
Okay. All right. George, how did they do yesterday? I mean, I have to tell you, if you want entertainment, you know, hey, go to C-SPAN.
Why the last time you've been able to say that?
Yeah. Better than the Redskins game.
There you go. George, what did you think?
Well, I think, first of all, this thing is so distorted in terms of what Planned Parenthood does. Only 3% of their budget goes to abortion services. 3%. Most of it, about 42%, goes to STD and STI testing, 34% for contraception, and 11% to other health services, and 9% for cancer screening. So if you look at somebody's total budget and you're going to say, I'm going to pick 3% and focus on that and then decide whether you are funded or defunded on that, it's absolutely ludicrous.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, we're sitting at the Reporters Roundtable talking right now about the hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday about Planned Parenthood. I mean, I think the reality is, no matter how you feel about abortion, abortion is legal. And as George just said, Planned Parenthood does perform and provide a great deal of health services that a lot of women need That are life-saving services, certainly services related to OBGYN services, life-saving services, breast cancer services, pre-screening services, and the like. One of the things that I did find rather interesting was that there seemed to be a lot of focus on Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards' salary, and as was brought up yesterday, there was so much focus on how much money she made. I'll ask the lady in the room, CJ, do you think that that was appropriate?
Well, I think it is appropriate. Even though, you know, Mr. Curry said there's 3% of their money going towards abortions, they get 10% appropriated through the Appropriations Committee, and then there's 40% of their funding they get through HHS through discretionary spending. So when you look at it, the taxpayer is underwriting a great portion of their budget. So when we look at her salary at $500,000, and it's a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, then yes, the taxpayers want to know, why is she getting $500,000?
But the Republicans have been in charge of Congress for for many, many years. They appropriate this money every single term.
So what happened now? We don't set her salary.
So why did it come up now? It didn't come up 2 years ago.
It came up two years ago, but we never had a full-blown hearing. And they never were caught on camera selling baby parts. And when we look at the fact that Black Americans are five times more getting abortions, hey, that's a current CEO, a doctor, an attorney that could be out here practicing. But guess what? They just got killed by selling baby parts, kept alive.
I mean, but you talk about as a person who was, well, when you talk about selling baby parts, are you talking about medical research? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's what baby parts are used for.
Right. And so at the same time, you know, when do you think this debate will not be a debate in terms of other priorities in the Congress, in terms of health care, in terms of access to things like that? I mean, is it always going to be like this?
Well, I can tell you one thing. When we look at health care, Congress under former Speaker Boehner, soon to be former Speaker Boehner, they passed a repeal on medical device tax, which if you look at a great portion of African Americans get stents based on heart disease. They have knee and hip replacements. So that was an additional tax that was passed on to increase those particular health care services. That was just passed a couple of months ago. They just passed the Veterans Act to allow more veterans to go into business. That was passed out of the House a couple of weeks ago. So they've been passing legislation.
Let me get back to your question.
Real quick, George, because I want to go to the phones.
I don't think we should be around here. I mean, people think Congress makes too much. I mean, so here we are going to decide what part of salary. And also, we're talking about abortion. And again, if you're talking about 3% of your budget is going for abortion services and 34% for contraception, somebody needs to have some kind of perspective on this.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Christina, calling from Rockville. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, I feel like we're missing the big portion.
And what's that?
Here. It's not about abortion. It's not about the 3%. It's about the bigger picture. Planned Parenthood provides real services for real people. If we defund their budget, there's going to be a lot more people who need services. Now with Obamacare and insurance, abortion is free if you have insurance. You don't need to go to Planned Parenthood for abortion if you really want to get an abortion. And the Planned Parenthood abortion is still not free. You still have to pay something. So let's get off abortion. If people don't want to have these kids, you can't force them. If Black people are going to have more abortions, that's on them. That's not on Planned Parenthood. They're providing a safe place to receive a service that they need.
All right, Christina.
It's that simple.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ben, calling from Largo. Go ahead, Ben. What's on your mind?
Hi. I mean, I'm on both sides here, but I did want to ask, did you all notice one of the congressmen make the argument about the history of Parent Planhood and its roots, comparing it, making that comparison to the flag. And if that, I mean, that's a really good argument, whichever side you're on. What are your thoughts? And I'll take it off.
I can't say that I was familiar with that, Ben. And so you do have me at a bit of a loss.
Well, he made a comparison to the founder. I don't know her name.
Margaret Sanger.
Oh, Margaret Sanger. Okay.
Yes, was involved in racist activity, using I think eugenics to test minorities and so forth.
Well, but okay, so here's the thing though, Ben. We are certainly familiar with Margaret Sanger and her history, but do we actually think that one of the greatest leaders of Planned Parenthood, Faye Waddleton, would have led that organization had she not been able to raise the profile and do all of the fantastic things that she had done, a black woman, without that knowledge? So I'm not sure that argument carries that much weight.
Well, I think, Carol, he does have a point.
But that, I mean, we can talk about the history. I'm talking about now.
And that still is that point of history, because every history has a role to play.
When would the history have the role to play?
Right now, because when she started the organization based on those principles of eugenics and sterilizations, and you have high rates of sterilizations, and you see Virginia and North Carolina apologizing for using those methods to black women, and so when they were placed in African American communities, they are still dominant in African American communities. And just like other people are saying, hey, we want to have an apology for apartheid, we want an apology on the Holocaust, we want all of these apologies on slavery, all of these things. Planned Parenthood has not yet apologized for the
go ahead, Ben. Thank you. Real quick, George, and then I want to quickly switch topics. Go ahead.
History is right, but you need to quote it accurately. In terms of early days of Planned Parenthood, very few African Americans were given these services. So, one, it wasn't targeting the black community. If you look at what the Planned Parenthood provides services now, there's not a disproportionate number located in the black community. FactCheck.org or one of the groups like that, on both of those points, found that that's completely wrong.
And plus, in terms of priority, do we want to have a history lesson, or do we want to pass legislation that's going to help a lot of single mothers and people struggling to have babies and struggling to take care of these children in the shadows of Capitol Hill? What's the priority of the Republican Party in terms of real time right now, and not just a history lesson? I'm just asking a question.
All right, hold on, CJ, let me stop right here, because I want to go to a break, but I need to bring this issue up real quick, because we need to talk about D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the pressure that is on her right now to keep D.C. safe. We've got a bloodbath in the street. Where are we right now? Some 117 plus murders in the street right now. We've got an ambulance crisis right now. We've got a whole lot of stuff going on. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I know Terry from Northeast, I know you want to talk about the other issue. Please do not hang up, Terry. I promise we will definitely get to you. So if you want to talk about that previous issue, we will take your call, but I want to make sure that we at least begin that conversation. So, George, real quick, very briefly, is Mayor Bowser really feeling the heat over this crime issue, or does she have it in hand?
Well, I think she is feeling the heat over, and I think that these numbers are disturbing. But I think what people miss on most of these cases of homicide is that while we have this bloodbath in the street, most homicide victims know who the perpetrator are. In fact, right. they tend to be related to them or in some relationship with them. So 70% of the cases when we talk about a homicide, people know the other person, they're not strangers, and then 52% of them, it started back over the argument. So if you're going to address this issue, you can't just address it now.
She's not the only one responsible. In this federal city, look how much protected the Pope. I've never seen that much firepower to protect one man and some nuns compared to all this other stuff. I mean, so again, displacement, federal, this is a federal city. What about the firepower to protect people in the streets?
Well, hold that point. We're going to continue this conversation here at the Reporters Roundtable, of course. Next topic, Mayor Bowser and D.C. safety. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Ron, Mike, Terry, stay with us. Do not hang up. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues in just